H for Hustle Podcast. Welcome back. Another illustrious episode up ahead. Man, guys, so today is episode 100. And I debated with myself, should I have a guest on the 100 episode? Should I bring somebody on? Should I have a special guest, a big guest? Should I? And I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to make it a solo episode. And what I want to go over on the solo episode today on episode 100 is, you know, I've sat down with 100 entrepreneurs over this last 2-year journey. Some of those episodes didn't get the light of day. Some of them came out and you guys have heard them. Some of them you haven't even heard yet. And there's some lessons that I've gotten myself from sitting down with 100 entrepreneurs. And I've interviewed 100 entrepreneurs from about 40 to 50 different industries, from nonprofit to a one-for-one model, which is like buy and give to a charity. Also from real estate, from beauty, people who do their business full time, some people who are just starting to build their business, some people who are doing it part time, some people who are still in the process of building their business, some people who have large businesses, have sold it for multi millions of dollars. You know, the last 2 episodes ago with Nana, from Nana Rice from Agro Kings, an international entrepreneur. So I've talked to a bunch of entrepreneurs, and there's some valuable lessons that I've learned along the way. And I would like to share with you the 4 lessons I've learned from interviewing 100 entrepreneurs. The first lesson that I've learned from talking to 100 entrepreneurs is staying consistent. Showing up even though you don't want to show up. Showing up when it feels good. Showing up when it feels bad. Showing up when it feels like blah. Showing up, just showing up and showing up and showing up. Being consistent and showing up is a part of branding, is a part of your marketing, is a part of building a business. You know, people will go or come to your business if they know that you're consistently showing up and you're consistently delivering. If you say, hey, I make the best running sneaker, and every day you put out a great running sneaker and the reviews that are coming back is that it's a great running shoe and you better your product and you show up every day. And it's also great for your marketing and branding. If you show up every day, people will start looking for it and start expecting it. And then because you've shown up so much, they start respecting the content. You know, after talking to, you know, this many entrepreneurs, the one thing I've seen is staying consistent. Your opportunity will show up if you stay consistent. If you do something one day, but you don't do it, you know, 15 days afterwards, it's going to be hard to kind of keep that. It's very interesting. I think of a business almost like a child. You know, when the thing that you want to have for a child is like a consistent, steady home and a consistent, steady routine. That's how children grow well. And it's the same thing with a business, a consistent, steady routine, a consistent, steady home, consistent, steady marketing, and a business will grow. So one of the biggest lessons I've learned, and the first lessons I've learned, is stay consistent. So if you're out there thinking about starting your own business, the first thing you gotta think of is, can I consistently do this day in and day out, when I like it, when I don't like it, when it doesn't feel like I should like it, when I'm overly happy with it? Can you consistently keep on doing this? Lesson number 2 that I learned is, you have to put the work in. You can't skip this part of entrepreneurship. You cannot skip. Every entrepreneur I've spoken to has put in the work in. If that is building a business, if that's buying a product, if that's selling a service, you have to put the work in. You have to put the time to grow your business. You have to put the time in. You can't start anything and think you're going to get shortcuts. Some people are going to start something and wham, in 2 minutes, they're going to find success. And there are other people you're going to just have to consistently put the work in. You can't skip this part. And every entrepreneur I've spoken to has put in the work in into building this business, putting their work in how to grow their business. I can even think back to like episode number 6 with Justin Rokach, and he started Optimum Moving. And before he could have, you know, a 15-man crew and 4 trucks and international and local deliveries and out-of-state deliveries and movings, he was the one in the truck picking up furniture and putting in a truck. He was the one moving people. He was the one doing all the moving with him and his business partner and a couple helpers. He was the one doing all of the moving. He put the work in, and then eventually you were able to hire and grow and expand, but you had to put the work in to get to that place. So lesson number 2, put the work in. Lesson number 3 that I've gotten is have a great attitude. Everyone I've spoken with has had an amazing attitude. Even when things are looking bleak, they have this positive outlook. Being a negative person in entrepreneurship doesn't quite work out well. If you have a negative outlook, then you're going to almost stop yourself from moving forward. You can't look at everything as a negative thing. And entrepreneurs that I've spoken to all have an amazing attitude, or they're all trying to protect their attitude. They're trying to protect their attitude from someone who's not good for them, or they're just maintaining a great attitude for themselves and for the people around them. Your attitude determines your latitude. It determines where you go. If you look at your day as if it's a glass half empty and you're not going to make it, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to make it. And so much of entrepreneurship relies on you having faith and you being a person who has a great attitude. And it relies so much on that, because if you want to create something, it first starts in your mind and then it can grow from there. And if you have a terrible attitude, the things that you have in your mind won't grow the way they should. So having a great attitude is by far one of the best things and one of the biggest lessons I've learned from talking to 100 entrepreneurs. And fourth and not last, least, this is the biggest one. Just start. Everyone who I've interviewed has just started. Some people had got financing and money. Some people's situation was not perfect. Some people had to start their job, quit their job, start again, do it over and over until they found a right situation where they were able to start their company fully. I remember episode number 1, Mark Anthony McLeod, who is a mixed media artist. You know, if you go back to his story, episode number 1, he started his job. He thought he was going to go full on entrepreneur, so he quit his job. And then months later had to go back. And then he did it again, quit his job, and then had to go back to another job. Then the third time he quit his job, he had to move in with his mother-in-law to save some money and sell his art. And, you know, get his like family and life settled in. And then once he was able to do all of that, he went back out and became an entrepreneur fully. And that's what he does for a living, is sell his art. So, and then, you know, I could think of, you know, someone like Jacqueline Isaacs, who on episode, I think, number 7 or 6, she used to work in an ad agency, and then she tapered down her hours in the ad agency from working 40 hours to then working 30 to then working 20 to then, you know, her design and interior decorating business started picking up until she was able to slowly like taper off, and she did some consultancy work, and then she eventually quit her job, and that's what she did full time is her design. And now, you know, that's all she does full time now. As you guys heard, like maybe 3 episodes ago, you know, her company's growing. She's hiring people. She's full on. So just start. It's not going to be perfect. You got to take messy action. You just got to take action and keep moving forward. And don't worry about how perfect it is and how much you don't have and how much you do have. Just start. If you got an idea in your head, just start. these people that I've interviewed, some of them have made multi-millions of dollars. Some of them are still on their way. Some of them have built a very good lifestyle business for themselves. But they're just regular people who just got up and decided to start something, decided to do what they wanted to do. And they chose an industry and they chose a thing and they started. I think of the CEO of Ashcloth and Sackcloth and Ashes, and Bob, and he started his company because his mom was homeless and he wanted to help in some way, shape, or form. He didn't even know how to make blankets. He didn't even know. He just called a bunch of homeless shelters and he said, the thing we need is blankets. And he said, okay, I'm just going to start getting some fabric. He found a lady who can make some blankets and he just made blankets and gave them away. And then it just started. And now he has like 23 employees and a world-renowned company. And his company, his stuff is in, you know, beautiful stores all over the United States. And that's because he just started, guys. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be a straight road. It's all about the journey. Just start. Even if you start and you fail, the amount of lessons you'll learn along the way is going to be so valuable. So please, don't just sit on an idea you have. Start. Give it a try. It doesn't have to work out perfectly. It just has to start. And that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned. And that's the biggest lessons I've learned from doing 100 episodes with entrepreneurs and interviewing 100 entrepreneurs. I've learned a lot more than this, but this is the four that I can identify that were big for me just to tease out. And 100 episodes is a big milestone. And I am so excited about what the next 100 is and then who the next 100 entrepreneurs and the lessons I'm going to learn from those next 100 entrepreneurs. So first, I want to say thank you guys for being here. For everyone who listened from day one till now, thank you. From everyone who just got on last episode, thank you for being here. Thank you so much for coming back. If this is your first ever episode you're listening to, thank you. Share it with 3 more friends and go back and listen to the from episode 1 all the way to 100. And I would love to hear what lessons you guys learned along the way. So hit me up, H for Hustle Podcast on Instagram. I am Jerome Fenton on Instagram. Hit me up. I would love to hear the lessons you've learned. Peace.